because the ultimate goal is to achieve everything we set out to achieve. But if excuses are heavy in your life, and you know it, and you're the type that makes excuses all the time, today's the day. Today's the day that we overcome all of these things, and we can begin taking action and no longer being ran by these little mind games that come up and the excuses beating us and us feeling disappointed with ourselves. So it's party time. Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast, episode 16. Today is going to be all about excuses and the habit of making them and paths we can take to break the cycle of constantly making excuses and stopping ourselves from doing what we want to do. So I hope you enjoy episode 16. Let's get into it. You might have things that you want to do in life. You might have goals that you want to achieve. And when you put them down on paper, they look amazing. They look attractive and they are inspiring. But then when we go and try and action the steps it takes to get there, the little voice in our head, that old bitch voice that always comes up, will start yapping in your ear or whispering, prompting you to make an excuse and to procrastinate and to keep putting it off, keep putting it off. Now, this happens to everybody. There's always going to be things like this that come up. There's going to be things like this that whenever you're doing something new, excuses are almost guaranteed to pop up in your head. And it's our job to overcome those so that we can take action towards these things that are going to take us closer to our goal and achieve them. So my task for you would be to identify something that you know you make excuses in, whatever that may be for you in life, and go for it. And when those excuses come up, fight. Keep your willpower and discipline at the forefront to not listen to it and to not quit on yourself. Push as hard as possible to overcome the barrier of giving in to the excuses and quitting and feeling the same old way and pushing past the boundaries of where you normally would go. Repeating it over and over and over again is going to strengthen you to approach everything that's hard in your life with this same mindset, and you're going to achieve whatever you want to set out to achieve. This is the goal. I'm speaking to the person that wants change, that doesn't just agree if someone says, hey, do you want this? And you go, yeah. But secretly in your head, you're just saying, that's going to be really hard. I might just, when it comes to it, I might just do a little bit. And then at least I've got that on my side. And I can say to someone that I gave it a shot and it was just really hard. I'll justify why it didn't work and maybe even discredit it working in the first place. But I think anyone who's succeeded in life just doesn't give in to the belief that it is hard. No shit, it's hard. But you can say, this is awesome. Let's go. Let's get this done. Let's get through it. I want to be better. Chase it. Don't give in to the old way of thinking when you do these hard tasks. The key is to overcome them. And personally, I always thought that it was just people who were gifted that were able to just do the good things in life and overcome it, and just people who were talented. I don't believe that anymore because I remember where I started and I wasn't good at much. I had to work really hard to get to where I am today and just didn't give up for a long time. And it built up this whole new foundation of where I can trust myself enough to do anything. If I know I want something, I'm going to do the steps it takes to get there and know that excuses will be part of the gig and I'm just not going to give in to them. They're going to be there, but I'm just not going to listen to them. I'm not going to give those things, those excuses, validity. I don't want to validate any excuse. I want to validate the goal. I want that. Why am I doing this? Oh, that's right, because it means so much to me. Because I want to look after myself. I want to achieve great things. I want to have time and money and success, great people around me. And I want to lead with my heart. And doing that, becoming that person that has all of those things, usually means I've got to push past the old so that I can hold that perspective and create the habit of this person I want to be. And doing that takes repetition. At the start, you'll be unconsciously bad at things then you'll realize that you're bad at things. Then you'll go, shit, man, I'm really crap at that. Now you've got a fork in the road. What are you going to do? You're going to just stay bad at it and or procrastinate and quit on yourself. Now you can change it because you're aware of it. At the start, you didn't know. You were bad at something. You were unconscious about it. Now you're conscious about it. And now you're going to be consciously working to become good at it. And once you use the old adage of repetition, wiring the habit of practicing, working towards getting good at it, you'll become consciously good. Keep on the repetition game. Keep doing the thing. Keep fighting to not quit on yourself. And then the magic happens. And I've felt this so many times in my life, and I am still stumped when I feel it and go, I realize after the fact, I'm now unconsciously good at this thing. That's where I chase to be. And I know to get there, to be unconsciously good at something, and it's just how I am now with that activity, with my thoughts of overcoming excuses, remaining disciplined to my goal or task or whatever it is, I know I'm there. And I chase that feeling because it feels amazing. Becoming unconsciously good. You don't even know how you're doing it. You're just good at it. But you know you put in the work. You know you did the repetition to wire the brain until it was an unconscious habit. And that is exactly how you can change everything in your life. But it starts with your mind and understanding the perspective of get through the hard part. Get to the point where you are aware of the things that you aren't very good at yet. And then work hard with repetition to become good at it until you're unconsciously good at it. You're just doing it. You're so good at it, you don't even know how you're doing it, and it's happening. That's where we want to get to. And that's my goal for you today. Select one thing. One thing you know you make excuses with, and do that same system. Recognize it. Right now you might be unconscious about the things you're doing, of giving into excuses, doing an activity that you give up on. Realize it, pick it, select it out of the list of things that you might see in your life that you do that you want to change. Realize it, then put in the work. Repetition every single day as often as you can, and don't put your foot off the gas pedal. Keep practicing, and then you'll start to get better and you'll see progress. That's motivation. Then from there, keep at it for a long time. Just keep going, because you know once you gain one example of overcoming old habits and you break into the threshold of getting good at something, you're a step closer to having the tool it takes to achieve anything you want in life. And I just want that for you. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. So I can't wait to hear how you go, because I want that for you. Now, let's get unconsciously good at these things through repetition. Select your task that you're going to try and go on the journey with, and let's see how far we can go. Thank you for listening to episode 16 of the Uncaged Podcast. I'll see you on the next one.